Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 16th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Though There's Pain in the Offering. The scripture text is from Job 1, verse 21.
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I'm blessed with a close family. I often refer to my wife and daughter in this series, and Brooksine is a vital part of this ministry, with her editing and prayer. And of course, on this podcast, she often reads along with me, just as she just read the scripture text a moment ago. Most readers are aware that my mom passed away to return a reward last November. My dad went to be with the Lord in 1998. I have two brothers and a sister. I also have a bunch of cousins on my mom's side, and we stay in touch, although we live from coast to coast and border to border, and range in age from the 40s to the 70s. This Tuesday, my cousin's husband passed away after a relatively short battle with cancer. Today, I am going up to Traverse City, Michigan, where they live, and hope to bring encouragement to my relatives as I represent the Weber wing of the family. This is, of course, a very hard time for my cousin and her children. I pray that she and they will experience God's grace and comfort in the grief. There's a song I really enjoy that I know many listeners of this podcast have heard, titled, Blessed Be Your Name. It's a great song of praise and has a lively, contagious tune. One of the lines grips my heart today as I consider this message. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. There will certainly be those times in life when we travel on the road marked with suffering. Not one of us escapes this road, although the intensity varies with each individual and throughout life. Job is an example of one who intensely suffered, yet he recognized that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, and in faith declared, Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the line that especially intrigues me states, Though there's pain in the offering. Have you been there? I can't say for sure what the writer of the song meant when he wrote these words, but I have a pretty good idea. I believe he's reflecting on just how hard it is to offer sincere praise to God and declare, Blessed be your name, in the midst of being on the road marked by suffering. But that is just what Job demonstrates so powerfully. In the previous verse, following a severe wave of affliction, that's verse 20, he fell to the ground in worship. One of my study Bibles observes concerning these verses, Job reacted to the disaster that happened to him with intense grief, but also with the humility that submitted to God and continued to worship him in the midst of extreme adversity. Job teaches how faithful believers should face life's calamities. Though we may experience severe sufferings and unexplainable affliction, we should pray for grace to accept what God allows to come upon us. Today, some of you are especially traveling the road marked by suffering. I encourage you to worship God in the midst of your trial. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
Jesus, you fully yielded your own will in the Garden of Gethsemane. You pleaded with the Father from your human heart when you requested, if possible, that the cup of suffering be removed. And yet, in your sacrificial offering, you willingly surrendered your pain-filled body on the cross as you recognized the Father's plan for the redemption of mankind. Your example reminds us that the Father's plan surpasses our limited understanding and finite wisdom. Even as the Father sustained you in the midst of deep sorrow, intense suffering, and great loss, I know He will sustain us in our losses, our sorrows on our road marked with suffering. Today we pray that you will especially bring your comfort to those who are traveling on the road marked by suffering.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. We are sending this message out very early this morning. It's about 4:20 here. We'll update this podcast in just a few moments and send it out to the email list as my plane leaves at 6 o'clock this morning, and we're about a half hour away from the airport. So have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and stay encouraged. We are a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Do not plan to prepare a podcast or any type of message tomorrow. I could take a laptop, but it's a bit confusing on such a short amount of time. Expect to resume the ministry on Monday, March 20th. So this message will be up for several days. This podcast will be the current podcast for several days. The note that I read today was from the Full Life Study Bible. I have also both an audio and video version of that song, Blessed Be Your Name, up for any that care to listen or even watch a church worship team in Canada use the song, as well as all of the lyrics. It's really a great song, and I suppose last night, or even it was, I guess, this morning when I really went through those lyrics very carefully, I found them on another website. There's also a picture up of my cousins today, if you're curious, on the site. I mentioned we range in age. My younger sister is probably 48, I would expect, and all the way to, I would say, the mid-70s, my oldest cousins, who are old enough to be my aunts, actually. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful, stay encouraging, and keep making it your daily choice to bless the name of the Lord.